National Rifle Association gave its first statement today since the day that changed everything here in Newtown, Connecticut, and perhaps around the country, one of the worst mass shootings in the history of this country. On Tuesday, when the NRA announced that they'd be making today's statement, they said they were prepared to offer, and I quote, meaningful contributions to help make sure this never happens again, unquote. The 4 million member strong NRA is, of course, one of the most powerful and hardline organizations in America. So when they say that things like meaningful contributions, people take notice. Today, the NRA's Executive Vice President, Wayne LaPierre, took to the podium and said this.
The budgets, and you all know this, everyone in the country knows this, of our local police departments are strained, and the resources are severely limited. But their dedication and courage is second to none, and they can be deployed right now. I call on Congress today to act immediately to appropriate whatever is necessary to put armed police officers in every single school in this nation.
Well, the congressman who represents Newtown had a very strong reaction to the NRA's statement, calling it revolting and tone deaf. I spoke to what is now Senator-elect Chris Murphy just a short time ago. Senator-elect Murphy, I just wanted to get your response, your reaction to the NRA's, I don't know, it wasn't really a press conference, just their statement.
Yeah, I was in Grace McDonald's funeral, and when I got out, I was shown a copy of the statement, and I nearly became sick. And by the time I had gotten to the next funeral, to little Dylan Hockley's funeral, the horror had already started to spread through the 200, 300 people who were there. Dylan's family talked about the fact that they knew that something good was going to come from Dylan's death, that there was going to be change in this country. I can't speak for Ian and Nicole, nor for all of the other parents, but I'm pretty sure that they don't think that change is more guns. And that's essentially what the NRA said today, is that the solution to this mass killing in Newtown is more guns in schools, in homes, more guns throughout the streets of America.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot the NRA didn't address. I mean, so essentially it seems to me they're also then calling for armed guards in movie theaters, armed guards in any public space, as you say, just basically weapons everywhere.
Yeah, listen, it doesn't make any sense. We are not going to live in a society where every building you go into has a security guard with a semi-automatic weapon. Ultimately, the solution for this country is not for us to become one big armed camp. The solution is to make sure that these weapons don't exist in the first place. If the assault weapons ban had been in place, Anderson, I fundamentally believe, and I know a lot of parents in Newtown believe, that there would be kids getting their Christmas presents this Christmas, because in 10 minutes with those 30 round clips, this guy was able to destroy 27 lives in just under 10 minutes. That shouldn't be allowed. And I think there are a lot of NRA members who agree. I think Wayne LaPierre today is out of step with America. He's out of step with Newtown, but I think he's out of step with a lot of his own members. And I hope that the whole world saw that.